Aircheckdownloads.com.
Throughout the West Midlands, this is Saga 105.7 FM with national, international and regional news.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm John Hawkins. For the first time in 15 years, Labour's been battered in a by-election. The voters have made their feelings about the Prime Minister clear, and Brent East has fallen to the Liberal Democrats. They overturned a 13,000 majority to take the seat by 1,100. Sarah Teller is now Britain's youngest MP at the age of 29.
I hereby declare that Sarah Louise Teller is duly elected Member of Parliament for the Brent East constituency.
The people of Brent have spoken for the people of Britain. The tide may be turning against Tony Blair and New Labour, but the tide remains far out for the Conservatives in this country.
And David Mellor's calling for the Tory leader to resign following the Brent East result. The former Cabinet Minister says it's a bad result for Ian Duncan-Smith. The Conservatives dropped from second to third place in the by-election. Number 27 on Washington's most wanted list of the members of Saddam Hussein's ousted regime has given himself up. Iraq's former defence minister apparently surrendered after being sent a letter by American military leaders promising he'd be treated fairly. Before the US invasion, there were rumours that Sultan Hashim Ahmed had fallen out of favour with Saddam and was under house arrest. It comes as America suffers yet more losses in the occupied country. Three soldiers have been killed and three others wounded in an ambush close to Tikrit in the north of the country. Shots came from near one of Saddam Hussein's former palaces. And the funeral takes place this morning of a civilian worker from the West Midlands who was killed in Iraq. 53-year-old Ian Rimmel from Kidderminster died in an ambush in the north of the country. Mike Thomas reports.
Hundreds of mourners are expected for the service at St Mary's Church in Kidderminster, where Mr Rimmel lived with his wife and family. The father of three was killed earlier this month while working as a bomb disposal expert for the Mines Advisory Group. He was attacked by gunmen as he was travelling in a truck on a main road back to the charity's operations centre near the city of Mosul. Executive Director of the Mines Advisory Group, Lou McGraw, will pay tribute to Mr Rimmel at today's service, which will be followed by a private burial at Kidderminster Cemetery.
Hurricane Isabel is still causing chaos on the east coast of America, cutting power, blowing roofs off houses and grounding more than 2,000 flights. At least two people have been killed, a repairman in North Carolina and a motorist in Virginia. Isabel has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it moves further inland, but Dean Galesian from America's National Weather Center says it's not over yet.
It's going to maintain its strength all the way into Canada. As time moves on, the wind will diminish, but we're still expecting a significant area of 35 to 45 mile an hour winds, which will do at least some minimal damage.
And one of the huge water mains which supplies Birmingham has burst in Northfield, flooding houses and gardens. The 42-inch pipe has caused extensive damage to six houses in White Hill Lane. At its height, the water was 4 feet deep. The water company and fire crews have now managed to clear most of the flooding, but the damage means emergency services could be there most of the day. Kate Cox from Severn Trent Water says they don't know why the main burst.
One of our major trunk mains that actually feeds Birmingham has burst. Nobody is without water. There isn't any water supply problems. There are a number of factors that can cause a burst water main. Changing ground temperature, traffic vibration, ground movement, all sorts of things, as well as just basic wear and tear.
The Environmental Services are trying to find out how 100 pounds of asbestos was dumped on a road in Warwickshire. The blue powder was discovered yesterday evening over the road and grass verge of Waverton Mews in Sydenham, near Leamington Spa. A teenager charged with setting fire to a well-known statue in Birmingham city centre is due in court today. The Forward statue in St. Tinery Square, unveiled in 1991, was supposed to show Birmingham moving from its industrial past towards a new future. It cost just under £300,000 and went up in flames in April. A 16-year-old from Bartley Green is charged with arson. It's been claimed that Sir Paul McCartney's been involved in a row when he went to see illusionist David Blaine in his Perspex box. Kevin Murphy reports.
It's claimed Sir Paul pushed the newspaper photographer and that he was then assaulted by companions who broke his camera. The former Beatle is then said to have hurled a torrent of four-letter abuse at both journalists and a member of the public. The alleged fracas is said to have happened during the early hours of this morning when Sir Paul, his publicist and two other companions went to see illusionist David Blaine hanging in his Perspex box near Tower Bridge.
The chairman of Wolverhampton Wanderers was forced to sit out a civic reception for his promotion-winning side last night because of Hurricane Isabel. 8-year-old Sir Jack Haywood was unable to fly from his base in the Bahamas because of the 160-mile-an-hour winds off the eastern coast of the United States. The team was given the reception to mark their promotion to the Premiership. That's the latest news.
The Saga 105.7 FM weather with Scrivens Optical and Hearing Care for a brighter, clearer outlook.
Mainly cloudy and dry, some brighter spells, one in Birmingham at the moment, but a chance of rain in Staffordshire and Shropshire late in the day. Temperatures still above average, around 23 degrees Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit. It's 5 minutes past 9.
Aircheckdownloads.com.